Good morning. Today we merit to start a new Masechta, Maseches Moed Katan, which deals with the laws of Chol HaMoed. And the first Mishnah teaches us a very new idea that on Chol HaMoed, Melacha is Aser. It's a holiday. It's like Shabbos. It's like Yom Tov. But you can't do on Shabbos. You couldn't do on Chol HaMoed. With a bunch of exceptions. The Mishnah is going to mention two of the exceptions. You're not allowed to do malacha on Chol HaMoed, but if this is malacha needed to prevent a major loss, then you are allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed. And if it's a malacha for Tzarchei Rabin, that's the next Mishnah, for the needs of the community, but as we'll see on Daf Hey, it has to be not skilled labor. Unskilled communal labor is also allowed on Chol HaMoed. So the Mishnah begins with Mashkin Beis HaShalachin B'Moed U'Bishvius. You're allowed to water the exhausted field on Chol HaMoed and during Shemitah. So Rashi already explains for us. There are fields that are in the valleys, and there are fields that are on the mountains. If they planted things on the mountains, the rain is not enough. Because on the mountain, the water runs off. So when it'll rain, the water is going to run off too quickly, and the things on the mountain are not going to be able to grow. So to grow agriculture on the mountain, there's a need to develop a system where you bring water to the plants. So that's the ancient terrace farming system in the land of Israel, where they build terraces to try to hold the water a little bit from the runoff, and to hold the dirt and to bring water there. So that type of a field on the mountain, is called Beis HaShalachin, the field that's exhausted, the parched field, the dry field, the field that the rain is not enough for it. So let's say you had such a field, you planted things and you brought water there, and things started to grow, and now it's Sukkos. It's Chol HaMoed Sukkos. If you're not going to bring water to this field, these plants that you've started to grow are all going to die. It'll be a major financial loss. So you're allowed to, even though it's Chol HaMoed, even though it's planting by watering a field, watering these plants, mashkin beis hashlachin b'moed. You're allowed to water the exhausted field on Chol HaMoed u'bishvius, and you can do this during Shemitah as well. We're going to see that the Gemara will explain that normally you're not allowed to water anything on Shemitah, but this is referring to Shemitah b'zman hazeh. Shemitah in our days, not Shemitah in the times of the First Temple. And in our days, the times of the Gemara, the times of the Mishnah, we didn't have the Jewish tribes living in their territories. We don't know anymore what tribe we are all from. I don't know if I'm from Yehuda, if I'm from Binyamin. We don't know. We haven't kept records. We certainly don't have the Bnei Binyamin living in the territory of Binyamin and the Bnei Yehuda living in the territory of Yehuda. So since we don't have the Kol Yoshvei Aleha, her residents on it, in their places where they should be, so there's no Yovel. And if there's no Yovel, according to Yehuda, there's also no Shemitah. So we don't have Shemitah biblically. So since we don't have Shemitah biblically, we do have a Shemitah nowadays, but it's just rabbinic. It's just rabbinic in order to remember Shemitah. And therefore the rabbis suspended it when facing a major financial loss in these fields on the mountains. If we don't do something, they're all going to die. There'll be a tremendous financial loss. And therefore, we can water the fields on the mountains during Shemitah. Of course, this Gemara has extremely important relevance nowadays, because in the changes of the modern era, Jews have developed farms in Israel. They've developed agriculture in the land of Israel. And the year of Shemitah is a very big challenge for a farmer. How's he going to survive if he doesn't do any work, which is what the Torah says he should do, and just shuts down? How's he going to survive? How's his family going to survive? And for many years, there's the idea of the heter mechira, that the farmers in Israel will sell their land to a guy, and then once they sell it to a guy, then they'll keep working the land. Or today, they don't even have Jews working the land. They'll have Goyim work the land. They'll have Goyim work the land that belongs to a guy during the seventh year. Now, are you allowed to do such a thing? Does it even work? This Gemara is a major source to justify such a behavior, because the Gemara here says that they didn't even sell to a guy. They would just go and water it themselves, because it was Shemitah nowadays. It's only Drabbanan, and since it's only Drabbanan, they had to, there was room to be lenient when facing major financial loss. So the Gemara says Shemitah nowadays is Drabbanan. So if it's Drabbanan, so then there's room to make an argument that if you sell it to a guy, that would remove the whatever Drabbanan law there is. And now, if you have a guy doing the work, it should now be permissible. So practically, recently, they were selling peppers from Israel in Costco. And they posted on some of the Frum websites, don't buy it. It's peppers from Israel. This year is a Shemitah year. But the truth really is, I think, and that's what I was told, that almost all the peppers for export are Heter Mechira peppers. They sold the land. So they sold the land. If you rely on the Heter Mechira, it's okay to buy it. And I think that there's good basis to rely on the Heter Mechira, as the Gemara is going to say. Shemitah nowadays is Drabbanan. If you sell to a guy, that took away the sanctity. Please.
Why is Shemitah considered Drabbanan?
Because we don't have Yovel. We don't have Yovel because we don't have Kol Yoshvei Aleh. We don't have the tribes living in their lands. Says the Mishnah again, Mashkin Beis Hashlachin B'moed. You're allowed to water the exhausted field, the field that needs your watering on Chol HaMoed. Even though watering is planting and watering is effort, you can do that on Chol HaMoed because you can do work to prevent loss on Chol HaMoed. Rashi explains, quotes the Gemara in Chagiga, the Pasuk says, Sheishas Yamim Tochal Matzos Uvayom Hashvi'i Atzeres L'Hashem Elokecha. 6 days eat matzos, and on the seventh day, a day of cessation for God your Lord. So the Pasuk is linking the first 6 days of Pesach to the seventh day. So just like the seventh day is Atzeres, a day of stopping from work, that means on the 6 days you have to stop from work. Does it mean you can't do any work on the 6 days? No, it said Bayom Hashvi'i, the seventh day. The seventh day is identified in its own category. So what is it? What is it? So that's where we say, 6 days you can't do work, but you could do work in the exceptions that the sages made. So you could do work for a davara ave, to prevent a loss. Uvashvi'is in a Shemitah also, you can water the field that needs the watering to survive. Now, when you do the watering of the Beis HaShlachim, according to the Tan of our Mishnah, you do the watering in a way that's not a lot of effort. Not Tircha Yaseira, not a lot of effort. So what would be this? So to go to the well and to bend down and pull up the water and then schlep the water up the hill and then water it, that's water the field. That's a lot of effort that you can't do. What you could do is you can redirect the spring. The spring has water flowing, so you can redirect the spring to go to your field. So Bein Mimayin Sheyatzeh Metchila, you can use a spring that just started now. Bein Mimayin Shelo Yatzeh Metchila, or you can use a spring that hasn't started now, but in other words, it's been around for a long time. Now, spring has been around for a long time. It's more understandable why you can direct such a spring to water the fields on the mountains, because that's it's already established its water flows. It's there, probably nothing can go wrong. But when you have a new spring, so you're directing this water for the first time down this furrow to this field, maybe the walls of the canal will fall in. Maybe the water's not going to get to the field. So a new spring, it's more of an issue. There might end up becoming a lot of work. But both of them are allowed. Both of them are allowed. Both when you know there won't be a lot of work, and even when there's a possibility of a lot of work, but there's no guarantee of a lot of work, and right now it doesn't seem like a lot of work, you're allowed to water the exhausted fields to prevent loss on Chol HaMoed. Aval, however, if it's going to be a lot of work, then you can't do it on Chol HaMoed. You can't go take water from rainwater and bring it up to the field on the mountain to water it. That's a lot of work. You can't go take water by bending over down into a well to bring up the water to water the field on the mountain. We don't do a lot of work on Chol HaMoed, so therefore you can't make a ditch around the grapevine, so that when it gets watered, there'll be a little reservoir that all the water will pool around the grapevine and keep seeping into the grapevine. Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, Omer, Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah teaches, Ein osin es ha'ama b'tchila b'moed v'shvias. You can't make the irrigation canal initially. You can't start it on Chol HaMoed or on Shemitah. V'chacham say, no, osin es ha'ama b'tchila b'shvias. You can make it on Shvias, on Shemitah, and start it. And if it got ruined, you can fix the ruined one on Chol HaMoed. All right, now another law about communal needs. Let's say you have water in the public domain ruined. You can fix that. What type of water? Different opinions, but one opinion is that it's talking about a sewage system. If the sewage system got blocked up, so now everybody has a problem. Their toilets aren't flushing, so we can go call the plumber. He can dig. He can fix the plumbing on Chol HaMoed in the public domain. This is a public need. V'chotin osan, and if the canals got filled with dirt, we can clean out the dirt. V'metaknes hadrachim, we can fix the roads during Chol HaMoed. That's the rechovos and the streets. That's mikvos hamayim and the pools of water. V'osin kol tzarech eram, because we're allowed to do all the needs of the community on Chol HaMoed. So our mission so far has introduced two exceptions to the rule. The rule is don't do work on Chol HaMoed, but two exceptions to that. Tavra Aved and Sarche Rabin. Other examples of communal needs that you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed.
Even if you ask a non-Jew to do it, that's the same thing as a Jew doing it.
Yes. Yeah. Umitzainin is Sakvaros. We can paint the graves. So this is a service for the Kohanim. Kohanim need to know where there's a grave, not to walk over it, because then if they walk over it, they become tamei. So we mark the graves with white lime. The yotzin, afalaklayim, and we can go out to the fields. We do go out. The court will go out to the fields to see if the kalayim are growing there, and if they are, the cross breed, the cross vegetables growing there. If they are, they will order the person to remove the kalayim, and we'll go out even for kalayim, and if the guy won't do it, then the court will do it. Says the Gemara. Once the Mishnah said that when you have a field up on a mountain, so you need to have more water than the rainwater, so you're allowed to direct a spring. You can even direct a spring that's brand new. So even though there's a fear that this canal will fall in and it might end up being a lot of work, you're allowed to do it. So if that's the case, once you tell me, now that you've told me that from a spring that's brand new where it might fall in, you're allowed to water your field. When you have a spring that's not brand new, the spring's been here for a while. The spring's been flowing for a while. So we know that this is going to work. So the low asilin puli, there's no fear this is going to lead to a lot of work. It's not going to fall in. So Mibai, I need to tell you that that's okay. Why did the Mishnah say that case? The Mishnah just said, when you have a field that needs watering, you can direct the spring there in order to water it. Even if it's a brand new spring, even though it might end up being a lot of work, you can take the risk. It's okay. Tell me that. What I have to say. And also, a spring that's not brand new? Of course a spring that's not brand new you can use on the field that needs the water. There's not going to be tircha, it's davar aved. Amri, they answered in the yeshiva, itzrich, no, we need to say both points. You have to say in the Mishnah that a field up on the mountain, when there's a potential of loss, you're allowed to water it with a brand new spring, and you can water it with an old spring. If it would have only said from a brand new spring, Avamina would have thought to say, here it is where I'd say it's only a field up on the mountain and not a field in the valley. If the Mishnah would have said, if you have a field on the mountain, you can water it with a spring, even if it's a brand new, you can water with a brand new spring. So you say, well, it said a brand new spring. So certainly I know you can use an old spring for the field on the mountain. That's true. But my point is not just to tell me that you can water a field on the mountain. Also, the Mishnah has to teach me that you cannot water a field in the valley. A field in the valley has already enough water to survive because the rainwater collects there. There's just the interest of having more water to have increased profits, to have more growth. That you can't do. Increased profits is not a reason to do work on Chol HaMoed. But if our Mishnah would only be talking about a brand new spring, I would have not have realized that law. I would have misunderstood that law. I would have said a brand new spring where there's a risk of it becoming a lot of work. That's where the Mishnah said you can direct it to the field on the mountain where there is a potential of loss, but you can't direct it to the field in the valley where there's no potential of loss. But when you have a spring that's not brand new, there's no risk of potential major labor. I would have thought that you could use the old spring even for the field in the valley, even though it's just for profit. I would have thought that's okay. Kamash malon. So that's what we're being taught by our Mishnah. That lo shamayin shiyaza betchila. There's no difference between a brand new spring and there's the risk of maybe major labor. There's no different to a spring that's an old spring. There's no risk of major labor. You're only allowed to water the exhausted field because you can do labor to prevent loss. But the settled field that you cannot water because that there's no danger of loss. There's just the potential of added gain. But for added gain, you're not allowed to do malacha on Chol HaMoed. Please, a question.
I
think it's similar. I think it's similar. I have to look that up. I think it's similar. I don't think there's a probe. You know, if you build on Shabbos, so you build your home on Shabbos, there are poskim, you could keep Eger. Says no one's allowed to walk into that home again. It was built on Shabbos. You can't even enter it. So, and it's not talking about a Jew building. It's talking about a non-Jew building. I don't know if that's true about Chol HaMoed. If something was built on Chol HaMoed, would anybody say you couldn't enter it? I don't know. I have to look that up. Good point. Okay. Umay Mashman, how do we know? It's a high base hashlachim lishna detzachusu. Just the vocabulary, the definition of the word base hashlachim. Where does the word shalach imply? You know, exhausted, thirsty. The answer is because the father says va'ata ayef yageya, and you were, you know, tired out and ayef and drained. And we translate the word ayef as va'at mishalhi. Mishalhi is the same as mishalchin. It's Shin Lamed Hei, like Shin Lamed Ches. So, at Mishalhi, you are drained, vilai, and exhausted. How do we know that the term Beis HaBaal is the word Baal somehow implies settled and secure? Because the Pasuk says, Ki Yiv'al Bachur Besula, when a young man will have marital relations with a Besula, but I mean, we translate it, Arei Kama Dimitosav Ulam Im Besulta, the way a young man is settled with a young lady, Yeseisvun Begaveich Banaich. That's how your children will be settled in you. Okay, says the Gemara, Man Tana Dipseida in Harvachalo. Who is the Tana of our Mishnah? Who is the Tana of our Mishnah who says, to prevent loss, you can do work. So Beis HaShlachim, you can water. Harvacha, to increase grain, you can't do work. So Beis HaBaal, you can't water. Even when you're allowed to do work, for the Beis HaShlachim, you're allowed to do work to prevent loss on Chol HaMoed. Mitrach nami lo tarchina, but you can't do it if it's too much strain. So you can't go to take water from the Megshama, from the rainwater. You can't go to take water from the Kilon, to dig down from the well water. So who's the one who holds this? I'm Rav Huna, Rav Elezer ben Yaakov here. Rav Huna proposes the Tana of our Mishnah is Rav Elezer ben Yaakov. It's not because we learned in a Mishnah. Rav Elezer ben Yaakov, Rav Elezer ben Yaakov says, if water collected under one tree, you're allowed to extend that water from this tree to another tree to support the other tree too.
By doing
Yeah, making a tala, making a little right, a small canal. But you're not allowed to do is to now go water the whole field, to make canals and bring the water all over the whole field. So we're talking here, Rashi says, about a beis habal. We're talking about a field that's that all it really needs is rainwater to survive. So you see, he prohibits lahashkos hasada kula, to water the whole field. So he's prohibiting rivacha. He's prohibiting activity for profits. Says the Gemara, one second. No, aim with Shamli Rebelazar Arvacha to low. Okay, so Rebelazar says you can't do things, can't do work for profit. But Tircha B'Makom say to Mishmili, but we didn't see him say that even for the loss, you can't do it if it's going to have Tircha Yaseir, if it's going to be a major strain. Please, a question. Yeah, it could survive with that, but it's not gonna. Maybe you'll have 100 cucumbers versus if you brought more water, you'll have 500 cucumbers. You'll get more. It'll survive, but you'll get more. You'll get increased profit with more.
It's like any other
from there. Right. Elam Rav Papa, therefore said, "How many Rabbi Yehudi? Our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. The time we did a brisa." If you have a brand new spring, so it hasn't yet established the contours of its rain, of its water flow. You can use it to water even a field that can survive on rainwater. That's what Meir holds. Rabbi Yehuda says, from the new spring, you can only water the field that does not survive with the rainwater, the field on the mountain that was destroyed. Blessed Ben Azariah says, Bein kach u bein kach. Whether it's this way, I'm sorry, lo kach v'lo kach. Not this way nor that way. So you can't use direct the spring water to water Beis HaShlachim, whether it was Chareva or not Chareva. Can't use it to water the Beis HaShlachim. Lokach v'lokach. Yes, Rav Kain Amar Yehuda, the Raza continues and says, Rav Yehuda said further, Lo Yafana Adam Amas HaMayim V'yashku L'ginasu L'churbasu B'chol HaMoed. A person should not direct a canal that's nearby. You should not redirect a canal that's nearby for his garden that has, let's say, vegetables in it, or for his ruined orchard. So they plowed it over and they replanted it, and he shouldn't do that because that's already too much work. So what do you see? Rabbi Yehuda, he allows you to do things, to water things to prevent loss, but he has the limitation of not to do too much work. He allowed you to redirect a spring, but not an amas hamayim, not a canal. So now, just to explain this brisa, my chareva, what does it mean? You can direct the water of a new spring to a field that's been ruined. Ilei macharva mamish, that literally the plantings have dried up. Lamli demashkile, what's the point in watering it anymore? It's all done. Rabbi explained, shachar v'mayan zed, used to have a spring. That spring is dried up. But there is another spring that is coming this way. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda says you're allowed to direct this way. That's not a lot of work. But to go find some canal somewhere and dig that over here that you couldn't do.
The issue is working, right? Not working.
Yes, they're working. The exertion, too much exertion. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Omer, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said in the Braisa, lo kach v'lo kach. So, what does he mean? He means like this: Lo shna charev ma'ayana. No, there's no difference between the case of Rabbi Yehuda, where there was a field that had a spring and the spring dried up. The lo shna lo charev ma'ayana, or a spring that's still there, that it never had a spring. I'm sorry, it never had a spring. And this is now the first time you want to water it. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Mayan Shiyasa B'Tchila Lo, you can't use a new spring, because if you use the water of a new spring, we're worried that maybe the walls will fall in, And it might end up becoming a lot of exertion. So it comes out that Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says you can water only the field up on the mountain, the Beis HaShlachim. It's not like Rabbi Meir says you can water both fields. And Rabbi Yehuda only says you can do it if it's not a lot of exertion. You can do it from a spring, but you can't do it from a canal. So Rabbi Yehuda is like our Mishnah. Says the Gemara Mimai, who says that our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda says you can only water the field up on the mountain, but you can't water the field that's in the valley. That's because he's dealing with water that's coming from a new spring. And water from a new spring hasn't established its paths, and maybe the sides will fall in. If he says, okay, it could end up being a lot of work. What could be a lot of work, you can only do when it's to prevent loss. But maybe, Avol Mayan Shliyatza B'Tchila, maybe if you're dealing with a spring that's not new, an old spring, the Lazilian Puli, we're not worried that it's going to fall in, we're not worried that the walls are going to fall in, this has been going for a while, so this is really not a lot of work, Afilu Beis HaBaal Nami, then maybe you can even water the field in the valley, which is living off of the rainwater. So, and you don't really need it, maybe even for profits. Maybe when there's no possibility of Tircha Yaseir, when there's no possibility of major labor, then you could even do the things that are for Ravacha, for profit. So, as the Gemara, Kain, we're going to say that that's the Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda, Masnisan Amai Tirmaya. So then who are you going to throw the Mishnah on? Who's going to be the author of our Mishnah? Ella, so what you have to say, Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Loshan, there's no difference between Mayan Shiyatza B'tchila, a spring that is new, Loshna, nor is there a difference to a Mayan Shiyatza B'tchila, a spring that is old. In both, Beis HaShlach and In, Rabbi Yehuda is allowing you to water the fields that are parched, that need the water to survive. And the Beis HaBaal, the field that really could survive with the rainwater, Lo, he's not going to allow you to water it with spring water. That's already not necessary. There's no davar of it here. There's no possibility of loss. Therefore, there's a prohibition of malach on cholamoy. Haide katani mayan shiyatza b'tchila. And this is what the Braisa said. A new spring. Why did he talk about a new spring? It's the Gemara lo diacha kochod Rabbi Meir. To inform you of how extreme is the view of Rabbi Meir. Afilu mayan shiyatza b'tchila. Even a new spring. Mashke mimenu, we can water from it. Afilu stay habal. Even a new spring, we can water from it. According to Rabbi Meir, even a field that's in the valley. Rabbi Meir holds a field in the valley where the watering is just to increase profits. But he would allow that if it's from a spring, and even a new spring, where there could become a lot of work. He would allow it because since it's not necessarily a lot of work, he allows, and that's the Chiddush. So that's why that's the case that was mentioned. I'm not Tamayim, no, you mean.
I can do it from the river.
I think the spring, the water is Mayim Chayim. The water is flowing. And Amat Amayim, not necessarily the same. There's no sort of push. That's the way I understand it. Itmar, we learned, okay. So again, bottom line is, the key rule from the Mishnah, Chol HaMoed is not a regular weekday. We should not be doing work on Chol HaMoed unless it's Davar HaAved, unless we're facing a major loss. But let's say a person gets paid an hourly wage, or he gets paid a daily wage. He says, well, I'll lose if I don't show up. That doesn't count as a loss. Loss is, it's not that you won't get a certain gain. And so what you already have, you could lose. That's a loss. So if Chas V'Shalom, there's mold in the basement, if you don't clean out the mold's going to spread, and more things are going to get ruined. So that you can certainly do on Chol HaMoed. You can fumigate, you can clean, you can air it out. But other things you shouldn't be doing on Chol HaMoed. Itmar, we learned in Masechta in regards to Shabbos. We know that on Shabbos we're not allowed to do 39 malachos, the activities that were done to build the Mishkan, we're not allowed to do. And even if it's not exactly the way it was done to build the Mishkan, if it's the same activity but in a different form, then it's called a tolada. It's called a child of the Mishkan activity, and it's also a biblical prohibition. However, if it's if you're doing the activity of the Mishkan but for a different purpose than the purpose of the Mishkan, that's called Malacha Shena Tzricha Legufa, and that's not necessarily a biblical sin. Itmar, we learned in the base Medrash, Hamanakesh, a person who's pulling out weeds. So people normally pull out weeds to enable things to grow better. So a guy who's pulling out weeds. Or Amash Kemayim Lizraim, somebody who's pouring water over seeds. The Shabbos, and he's doing it on Shabbos, and you come by, and you want to warn him, hey, don't do that, that's an Avera, please, don't do that. Think about your soul, think about your neshama, don't do this. Mishamai Masrina Bey, so when you warn somebody, you have to tell him exactly what it is that's wrong. So what is the warning? What do you tell him? So Rabbam Mishum Choresh, the witnesses warn him and say, what, you know, pulling out weeds or watering a plant is choresh, that's plowing, because it's softening up the earth as part of an agricultural activity. And Rabbi Yosef says, no, it's not choresh, it's mishum zoreya. It is planting, it's enabling plant growth. Amar Rabbi said, Kavasa Dimistabra, I think I'm right, that it's plowing. What is plowing? The way of plowing is to soften up earth. This person too is softening up the earth by pulling out the weeds or by pouring water. Amar Rav Yosef said, no, kavasa didimisabra. I think my way is the more correct way. It's the way of somebody who's planting to make a plant grow. Hachanami here too. Mitzmach Peira, by watering or by pulling out the weeds, you are enabling and encouraging further growth.
If you give the warning, but it was the wrong malacha, it's not considered a warning. If they're both asor.
Right. That's right. Amalei Abaye LeRabba. Abaye challenged his teacher, Rabba, L'didach Kasha. What you're telling me is difficult. Well, Rav Yosef Kasha, what Rav Yosef is telling me is also difficult. L'didach Kasha, according to you, it's difficult. You say watering and pulling out weeds is plowing. I understand, Mishum Choresh, Mishum Zorea, lo. Is it only plowing? Is it not also planting? It's also planting. It's encouraging the growth. Rav Yosef Kasha, and Rav Yosef, you also have a problem. Mishum Zorea in, it's a problem of planting, Mishum Choresh, lo, but it's also plowing. It's also softening earth. If you're going to tell me, when you do one act, which has two malachos, you only get one, you can only get one punishment, one aveira, you're only guilty on one. But that's not true. Didn't Rav Kana tell us, if a guy is pruning branches off of a tree, let's say he has a peach tree, and he's pruning off the branches so that things will grow better. But besides wanting the peach tree to grow higher, tzarech leitzim, he actually needs twigs for his fire. He's also taking off these branches to use them. Chayiv shtayim, he has to bring two karbanos chatas if he forgot that the day was Shabbos, because he's doing two sins. He's doing the sin of Zorea, which is Zomer by the pruning, and Kotzer, and he's harvesting. So achas mishum noteya, one is planting in the form of a tree, encouraging a tree growth. Yachas mishum kotzer, and the other is because of harvesting. So here too, it should be two malachos, both choresh. Yeah, it's one action. So the one action of watering a plant or pulling out a weed should be both plowing and planting. So the more akash, it's a problem. It's a good question, but that's the way the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah passes like this question. The Mishnah Berurah says if a person waters the plant on Shabbos, it's two aveiros. It's choresh, it's softening earth. Plus, it is zoreya, it's encouraging growth. All right, so again, certainly to water plants is a malacha. It could be just choresh, just zoreya, maybe it's both. Esver of Yosef LeRav, or of Yosef, who holds that watering is zoreya. Challenge Rabba, who holds that watering is plowing. We learned in a braisa, Amanakesh, somebody who pulls out weeds. Tamachape, or somebody who covers seeds with dirt. If he's doing it lekilayim, he's doing it for these two plants that are crossbreeding with each other. Let's say grape with a vegetable. Yeah. Locust, he gets lashes, because the Torah says, "Lo tizra sadcha, lo tizra kilayim." Don't plant your field with kilayim. Rabbi Akiva says, "Af on the kain." In regards to kilayim, there is even lashes for a person deciding to keep it there. So once a person saw in his field kilayim, and he says, "You know, I'm going to leave it there, let it keep growing," that also is reason to get lashes. Okay, now one second. I understand that I'm saying that when you pull out a weed, it's a form of planting. Now I understand why. If you pull out weeds of a kilayim, but weeds next to a kilayim growth, that's a problem. Because the Torah said, "Sad chalot tizra kilayim." Don't plant your field kilayim. So zriya is not allowed in kilayim. El didach, but according to you, you say that. Weeding on Shabbos is a form of plowing. Harisha b'kilayim yasir. Did the Torah ever say, don't plow near the kilayim? The Torah didn't give a prohibition of plowing in regards to kilayim. It's a prohibition of planting. Amalei, Sarabas, such Rav Yosef. I do not think that pulling out a weed is zoreya. I don't think that's zoreya. I don't think that's making things grow. It's choresh. But in kilayim, even though there's no prohibition of choresh to kilayim, there is lashes mishum mekayim. When a person knows about the kilayim and he chooses to leave it there, he's sustaining it there, that's reason to get lashes. Ask the Gemara about miniktani sefer, but since it said at the end, Rabbi Akiva omer afa mekayim. Rabbi Akiva says the guy who chooses to leave the kilayim there gets lashes. Michal tanakama la mishum mekayimu. That sounds like the tanakama does not think that he's talking, the tanakama is not talking about a case of trying to sustain it there. Says, no, 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 you have to change the price. Again, it's a price. Sometimes there were textual difficulties with it. Kula Rabbi Akiva, the whole thing's Rabbi Akiva. Well, my time comes. He's explaining the reason. My time, I'm an akash from a habich b'kilayim. Okay, why is it if somebody pulls out weeds or he covers seeds in kilayim, he gets lashes? Mishum mekayim, because that is considered a form of actively choosing to leave it there. Rabbi Akiva, used to say, afa mekayim, even the person who sustains the kilayim gets lashes. My time to be given, what's the reason to time for learning the Braisa? Pasuk says, Sadcha, lo tizra, kilayim. Don't plant your field with kilayim. And the other Zorea. Maybe that's only planting. Mekayim inayin. I don't know that a person who chooses to leave it there gets lashes. Tamaloma, that's what the Pasuk said. Kilayim sadcha lo. It's as if the Torah said, not sadcha lo tizra, kilayim, but saying, kilayim sadcha lo. In other words, don't have the kilayim. The Torah is saying, don't have kilayim there. You have to uproot it. And a guy who's violating that, he's not uprooting, he gets lashes. So now, it's now we looked at our mission after these discussions about weeding and watering. What are they? Now let's go to our mission. Our mission says, on Chol HaMoed, Mashkin Beis Hashlachim B'Moed U'Veshvius. On Chol HaMoed, you can water a field that needs watering to survive so that things don't die. And you can water such a field also during Shemitah. Let me show Moed. Okay, Chol HaMoed, I understand why. Mishum Tirchahu. The prohibition of doing work on Chol HaMoed is because it's a Tircha. And that's why the rabbis prohibited it. Uvamakom say the Shara Rabbanan. So where there's a major loss, the rabbis permit it. Ela b'shvius, but on Shemitah, you can water a field. Hey, Lamanam Mishum Zoreah. Both according to Rav Yosef, who says that watering a plant is planting. Or according to Rabbah, who says watering a plant is plowing. Are you allowed to plant? Are you allowed to plow during Shemitah? That's what the Torah says you can't do. The Torah says, Vashana Shviyis. Sadcha lo tizra v'karmacha lo tizmor. Don't plant your field. Don't prune your vineyard. Amar Abaye, Abaye answered, this Mishnah is dealing with Shvius nowadays. Nowadays, Shvius is only Drabbanan. And this is the view of Rebbe. This is the view of Rebbe. The view of Anasi holds that Shemitah nowadays is only Drabbanan. The Tanya is within the Braisa. Rebbe Yom Rebbe says, the Pasuk says about the mitzvah of Shemitah's Ksafim, of forgiving the loans that are due to you. This is the matter of Shemitah, let it go. So he repeats the word Shemitah twice. The repetitions to teach you b'shtei shmitos hakosam etzav. The verse is teaching you about two shmitos. Acha shmitos karka. One is to let the land go and not work it. The acha shmitos ksafon. One is to let the loans go and not collect them. Karka. when you're letting the land go, that's when atam mishamik ksafim. That's when you have to let the loans go. It's not shiatam mishamik karka, but at a time when you're not letting the land go, because there's no obligation of shmita, because we don't have yovel, so if we don't have yovel, we don't have to make the land rest. And also yatam mishamik ksafim. So nowadays, we don't have biblically shmita. So we don't have biblically shmita, therefore, we only have a rabbinic law of shmita. The rabbinic law of shmita was suspended to save the field.